This is Twit.
This is a fun one. Jeremy wrote this one up on PC Per, a link to this one. No one seems to mention the weight of this power supply unit. And I bring that up because it's Superflower's new 2,000-watt power supply unit. Quote, the perfectly reasonable 2-kilowatt Superflower is only able to provide a paltry 166.6 amps on its single 12-volt rail. So you will need to be absolutely positive that your rig will not need a more powerful source of power. Available only in the UK, it's possible that Superflower is not exaggerating when the claim it will accept 100 volts to 240 volts. Perhaps a budding North American electrician could set up a test to see if this 80-plus platinum-based PSU can actually be powered by any mere wall wart. this thing is crazy. I like the picture there. Liquid nitrogen and mayhem. Renowned and highly respected UK overclocker Ian 8-Pack Perry partnered up with Superflower for the creation of this new monster unit. The 8-Pack Edition is a fully modular design, 80-plus platinum certified, and ships with enough cables to, quote, choke Godzilla, unquote. you know, it's... You do not need this power supply. Ian apparently needed this power supply and convinced someone to build it for him. But yeah, it's I just remember thinking that's just insane. Because also Superflower does like a 1,600-watt power supply, or a titanium power supply, and I just thought that was pretty pretty ridiculous. I mean, how many? I all I can hear is like, you know, how many yachts can you water ski behind? How many things can you power with a power supply this unchanged?
Yeah. I mean, when your power supply has to like be very clear about what other things you have connected to the circuit in your house, you know, and it's always interesting to think about the direction and trend in PC hardware has been away from this direction for quite some time. So, reaching out and kind of going at that point with this is pretty intense. 2,000 watts.
Well, I like what the full review, which is up on kitguru.net, and they point out you do not need this if you just bought two GTX 980s. Because they point out, right? Because, you know, quote, we often see reader builds with people using massively overspecified power supplies, unquote. You know, then the next paragraph, they go, well, a special case would be the AMD R9-295X2. This is a power-sapping beast, and two of them in Crossfire will demand around 1,200 watts. Quote, if you own a system like this, the Superflower LEDX Platinum 8-Pack Edition 2,000-watt is a good buy because under full load, you aren't stressing the power supply too much, and it will be delivering close to maximum efficiency. The capacitors in that thing are huge, and they're really nice Japanese capacitors. I shudder to think of what this would cost.
Did they not mention that in the on the conclusionary page here? Let's see.
They do point the cost as being a con, but I have not actually found.
No. Control F for a dollar sign. Nope. Odd. How can you?
It is the UK. Oh, excuse me. £349.
Okay. Yep. There you go. I was looking for a dollar sign. That would be the problem. So that's like $800, right? If I know my conversion rates.
Hold on.
That's a lot of dollars.
$538.54 US dollars at current exchange rates.
that's significant. I guess maybe not as much as I thought it could have been, but that's still significant. Oh, well. Like we keep saying, you don't need this. Stop looking at it, or feel free to look at it, but you don't need this.
I've built fully functioning gaming machines for $100, for more than $100 less than that. Yeah, but you know, it's fun.